We're looking forward to McHappy Day tomorrow. Big day to give back, Ali.
Absolutely. One of the great privileges of this job, Bilks, for you and I, is that we get to meet a whole bunch of amazing humans. And one of those is a Brizzy local. His name's Mick McLaughlin, and he's aiming to play more than 2,000 holes of golf in 7 days.
Not possible, Mick.
Mick, good morning.
Good morning, Bill and Ali. It is possible, Bill. I've just come off the course after doing a full round of 18 in 56 minutes.
How's your wife cope with this? I mean, is she a golfing widow or what?
No, it has changed my life forever because she used to think golf took 6 hours for 18 holes. So I've shot myself in the foot.
I was going to say there's going to be a whole bunch of golfing men going, Mick, shut up. The wives think that it takes, you know, 4 hours for 18 holes of golf. Why are you doing this, Mick? And, tell us all about the charity that you're raising money for.
So, mate, I'm doing it for Ronald McDonald House Charities. I'm a board member of Ronald McDonald House. And during COVID, I wondered how we were going to raise money because we couldn't have our usual face-to-face fundraising activities. So I started to think, how the hell are we going to bring some new corporates and some new money to the charity? The seed was sown in Penderfield. A guy by the name of nickname Rusty Gate did 1,800 holes in 7 days, and I thought, oh, that's me. I can do that. Did have a few Forex goals under the belt at the time, but
right.
Most good ideas start that way. That's for sure. And what? So Rusty Gate, where's he from?
He's from Tenderfield.
Oh, you said that. You did say that. Tenderfield.
I'm not sure if it's a euphemism or for something else, or if that's his real name.
I'm thinking he probably felt like that when he was all finished.
So was he doing it for charity?
Not sure what he did it for, to be honest, Ali. It's just got memorabilia outside the toilets in Penderfield Golf Club.
Yeah.
And that's where I saw it, and that's where I decided I'd do it.
So logistically, I just don't know how this is possible. Describe to us how you're going to play that many holes of golf in 7 days.
So it's 16 rounds a day. We'll start at 4 o'clock in the morning and hopefully finish at 8 o'clock at night. We're kicking off on the Sunday morning with Luminous Balls, and we will finish today with Luminous Balls as well.
Seriously, you're going to be wanting to give up golf after this, Mick. I mean, I know you love it, but seriously, after going that hard for so long, you'll be thinking, I can't do it anymore.
Well, I have been hitting 1,200 balls a day at the driving range at Golf Central at Brisbane Airport. And I've been there late a few nights thinking the same thing. Will I ever play golf again?
Yeah.
But, you know, I love it. This week is going to be the week from hell. But I'm doing it for a good cause. And when I start feeling the aches and pains, I'll start thinking about the kids at Ronald McDonald House, and that will get me through.
That's exactly right.
What's that connection is what I want to know with Ronald McDonald House, Mick?
So he's on the board, but how did you get on the board, Mick?
Yeah, so when I started, I bought a business 19 years ago in shop fitting, and one of the clients was McDonald's, and part of the McDonald's, when you start working for them, is they expect you to do some work for Ronald McDonald House. Not enough that you just represent your business with them, but I fell in love with the charity and started to get more and more involved. And then 6 years ago, they invited me onto the board, and then 2 months ago, I got invited onto the national board. So it's the charity that I love, and when you go to the house and see the families of those kids and what they're going through, it would melt the hardest heart, that's for sure.
Absolutely. Now, thus far, you're an absolute champion. You've raised $150,000 and you're hoping to raise $250,000. Now, where is this challenge taking place? How can we get on board to help you reach that target?
All right, so it's taking place at Wynnum Golf Club. You can get on board if you go to mixgolfchallenge.org.au. And there's a donation page there, and I'd love to get it to 250,000 or higher. 250,000 was my minimum.
Yep.
So I'd like to see it sailing over the top of that. And I've got a personal telethon next week where I'll be ringing all my contacts in my phone. So if you're listening,
Mick,
either switch your phone off or you're going to hear me on the other end.
No, that's wonderful. Now, besides the golf that's taking place, you've got a ladies' lunch on the Wednesday and some activities the following Saturday.
Yeah, so we've got the ladies' lunch on the Thursday. We've got a corporate golf day on the Wednesday, which there's still some slots available.
Yep.
Which you'll see me playing through the field. I will probably pass you 4 or 5 times. and then on Saturday, it's a community event where we want the locals just to come down and celebrate me getting across the line as a world record holder.
Good on you. Now, that's Saturday the 27th that it finishes. So do you tee off on Sunday the 20th?
21st. Sunday the 21st.
Yeah. Perfect. Sunday the 21st. So, as you said, jump on to Mick's Golf Challenge. Now, I have to ask this, Mick, what are you off? What's your handicap?
12.
Oh, you're off 12? That's pretty good.
That's pretty
good. Well, I tell you what, you'd want to be down to about 6 by the end of this.
I should be. Everybody says the amount of balls I'm hitting that I should be on a lower handicap, but it's speed golf, so it's a little bit different. And I do disappoint myself when I go on the golf course and I'm not hitting it as sweet as I do when I'm just hitting one after the other.
Oh, Mick,
so. Yeah, come
can't
on.
Be hard on yourself.
There's going to be judgment.
Greg Norman's looking over his shoulder already, mate.
Well, Mick McLaughlin, you're an absolute champion doing wonderful things for the community and particularly for Ronald McDonald House, a very important cause. We applaud you. We think you're slightly mad, but we love that you're doing this and we'll be following your journey, that's for sure. Thanks for joining us today.
I do have the nickname, the Mad Irishman. Thanks very much for your support.
He's got the socks to prove it. Those McHappy Day socks are out there now.